Om Shanti. This is the slogan from the Murli of the 27th of April. Those who serve at every step with their contented and happy lives are true servers. Wow. I love it when Baba talks about true service, because I think for many Brahmins, for lifetimes, we would have been worried about what was going on in the world, worried about what's going on with relationships and people, and we would have always wanted to be of help somehow. We would have done charity, we would have offered our time, our skills, money, food, clothes, shelter. But we could have really started wondering what was the value of all of that service, because the world visibly was never getting better. It always seemed to be just getting worse. So how beautiful that we come into Gyan and then there's God who explains to us that even though all the service we would have been doing up to now was good, I mean the intentions for the most part would have been good, still that service would never have been enough, is not enough, to do what's needed to do now as humanity heads towards its darkest hour. Baba has explained to us that all that service was limited. It was, for the most part, service on a physical level. And what's needed now is something much more powerful, much more energetic and vibrational. So we've understood and we've shifted our focus. More and more we've begun to understand that the bulk of a Brahmin's service is really to maintain a good stage, isn't it? Because it's only through my good stage that those energies of peace and happiness, purity, again can come back into the drama, again can come back into the heart of humanity. So we're more and more focused on maintaining a good stage. And we're clear that as often as not, it's our own karmic accounts that keep pulling us out of that stage. We've understood that the difficulties, the challenges in our life are really our own accounts. For the most part, I think we're getting really clear about that, and that in itself is a very good framework with which to be able to deal with all these challenges. Because certainly maintaining a good stage will be connected to how able I am to deal with all the challenges in my life. So understanding the laws of karma are certainly a very good framework. Would there be any more? Are there any other tools Baba has given us? Perspectives so that we can work with our challenges and pay our karmic accounts with less and less of the influence of those difficult situations on us. And when I think about this, there's an image that comes to my mind, and that's of a medical student who's got to work with a cadaver for the first time in her life. You know, I'd always imagined that that's what medical students work with, dead bodies, cadavers, in order to better understand the organs of a body, how the organs function, or the disease of any particular organ and how a diseased organ affects other organs. But I just wonder at those first moments of taking up this task of touching a dead body, cutting open a dead body. How does that new medical student deal with the distress of that? And I imagine that she deals with it by calling on very high degrees of detachment, objectivity, because those two kinds of energies are very, very useful, even for us, aren't they? As we're in front of not dead bodies, but our difficult situations, we too are going to have to call on a great deal of objectivity, a great deal of detachment. So what helps the medical student create such reservoirs of those two qualities? I think that they come rather naturally to her because she's in that laboratory in order to learn. She knows that it's all part of her studies. And so she brings to the whole assignment, no matter what the distress, the learner consciousness. And I think that that's a framework which is very, very important for us too. I remember one time Sister Jayanti was saying that at the end of the day, you have to go through your day and identify what is it you've learned today. And if you haven't learned anything, then you have to ask yourself, why? As if Sister Jayanti's point is that the whole of our Brahman life is actually one long opportunity to learn. First and foremost, we are students. And just to maintain that awareness, I think, goes a long way in protecting us from the influences of our difficult, challenging situations. These things are in front of me for me to learn very important things about myself, about others, if nothing else, the law of karma and how it works. But I think that that learner consciousness goes further than that for the medical student and also for us. What I mean is, if a living human being came in front of that student with the same kind of disease that that student had been working with her cadaver, I don't think that student would ever feel responsible for healing that person. The medical student knows herself to be still just the student. She wouldn't expect of herself to fix or heal anyone. Not at that point in her journey. She would know that that's what the teacher's for, that's what the surgeon's for. She would understand that she herself is just an apprentice. So in the same way, this student consciousness, this learner consciousness is so useful for us because it reminds me that my responsibility is really just to keep my eye on the teacher, keep my eye on the surgeon, watch him, observe him, learn from him. Not that I'm responsible, but that Baba is doing. And it's so beautiful to learn from how Baba is doing. Actually, this is what is meant by following Baba. According to a beautiful class by Dadi Gulzar, to follow Shiv Baba means to observe and follow his highest level of consciousness. And then on a more practical level, to follow Brahma Baba, it means to do as he did, as he does, or as he would do moment of my life. I think there's yet one more tool, or one more framework that the medical student is working from, which is why she's able to put on those gloves and start at that cadaver, no matter what the waves of distress she might have to face in the beginning. And that is, I think she's very clear that this kind of task is part of a training that she agreed to because at some point in her life she made a decision about what she wants to do with her life. Because I think anybody in the medical profession, especially a hands-on doctor, would be a very caring person. Someone who deeply cares about people and wants to help people overcome the suffering, the pain that comes through disease, physical disease. So I think a kind of background support that the medical student brings even to the task of touching a dead body is this clarity about the purpose of her life. She's made a connection between that desire in the heart to help people and this business with the cadaver, part of the training that's going to enable her one day to heal people, help people. So we can ask ourselves, do we have that clarity? Have we made this connection? Have I made this connection? Because I think Brahmins also, at the very core of their being, are also very caring people. They're really concerned about what's happened to this world. what's happened to the family of humanity. But have they made this connection? That is, that all of these lessons coming in front of me that I need to learn and often aren't easy to learn, that all of this process, all of this journey is the only way I can satisfy that deep longing in the heart to be of service, to really help the world, the whole of humanity. Have I understood the purpose of my life? Have I made conscious a decision to become pure? Have I made it my own personal destiny? A personal choice? Because I don't think there's anything that can create a life more filled with contentment and happiness than this. To know my purpose, to align to that purpose, destiny, have the tools to be able to achieve that destiny, and feel myself moving towards it with every step of my life. And just imagine, just by coming into that kind of contentment and happiness, I end up spreading the very vibrations that Baba needs for the accomplishment of his task. And I end up a true server, just as I was wanted to be.